各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Dearly beloved brothers and sisters, may peace be with you all.
感谢主，今天呢，虽然气候寒冷。
And thank the grace of the Lord, even though the weather today is fairly cold.
但是没有阻挡我们热爱真理的心。
But it did not stop us, the ones who pursue after the truth.
晚上要我们跟大家一起来查考的题目是更美的教会。
And tonight, the topic for our mutual encouragement is a more beautiful church.
现在很多人知道，要得救，一定要信靠耶稣。
And now many people know, in order to receive salvation, we need to believe in Lord Jesus Christ.
但是忽略了，这个耶稣的身体就是教会。
But we have neglected that to forgetting that the body of church, the body of Christ is the church.
现在有很多人的想法认为每个教会都一样。
And many people think that all churches are the same.
只要是传耶稣的道理，都是神的教会。
And as long they're preaching about the words of the Lord, then it is the God's church.
但是呢，这个观念是不正确的。
But this kind of concept is incorrect.
我们要得到主耶稣的救恩。
For us to in order to receive the salvation of the Lord.
很重要的就是要去了解哪一个教会是属于耶稣的教会。
What is very important is that we need to go to understand which church is Lord Jesus Christ's church.
我们请看以弗所书第三章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 3.
以弗所书第三章。
Ephesians chapter
3. 三章请看第六节。
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 6.
这奥秘就是外邦人在基督耶稣里借着福音得以同为后嗣，同为一体，同蒙应许。这个地方告诉我们在这个世代有一个奥秘。
In this part, in this verse, it tells us within this generation there is this mystery.
就是外邦人能够在耶稣基督里借着福音能够成为神的后嗣。
And that is through the gospel, the Gentiles are heirs together with Israel, members together of one body.
并且同蒙这个得救的应许。
And shares together in the promise of in Christ Jesus.
但是这个奇妙的这个救恩是怎么安排呢？
Then what is this salvation? How is it arranged?
在第九节这样说。
In verse 9, there it tells us this.
就是要又使众人都明白这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是怎么安排的。这里告诉我们这个奥秘是怎么安排的呢？
Here it tells us how it was arranged and how it was had been hidden.
也就是外邦人要同得这个救恩。
And that is all Gentiles are here to receive the salvation together.
神怎么安排？
How does God arrange this?
第十节说
Verse 10,
是为要借着教会使天上执政的掌权的现在得知神百般的智慧。这个地方说到是借着教会。
And verse 10 there tell us it is through the church.
神的奥秘借着教会来显明。
And the mystery of the Lord is through the church that it may be manifested.
所以很重要的我们就要去认识哪一个教会是基督的身体。
And therefore, it's very important for us to understand which church is the body of Christ.
我们再看以弗所书第四章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
第四节。
Chapter 4, verse 4.
身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召同有一个指望。第五节。
Verse 5.
一族，一信，一席。第六节。
Verse 6.
一神，就是众人的父。超乎众人之上，关乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。这里讲得很清楚。
There in these verses it tells us very clearly.
身体是指着这个教会。
And this body is the church of Christ.
只有一个。
And there is only one body.
既然一个，应该是一样的。
And since there is only one body, then there should be only of one kind.
要怎么样一样呢？
Then how does it become of one kind?
这里是同样一个主。
And that is because it's from one same
category. 同样一个信。
And it's from the same belief.
同样一个习。
And also from the same actions.
所以在真道上要一致的。
And therefore in this truth that we are believing in, it needs to be
all the
same. 假如不一致的时候，
我们就要小心去分辨。
And once it's not all the same together, then we need to differentiate what is right and wrong.
我相信现在很多在追求真道的人。
I'm sure many of us who are pursuing after the truth.
啊，真的用心追求的。
The ones who really put their hearts into it.
一定会感到非常的困扰。
Then they might find it very hard.
怎么样是？为什么都是一样的？为什么都是教会，但是传的不一样？
Very hard to understand that. Why is it they're all called churches, but what they preach are all very different?
啊，所以说，想要追求真理的人
，and therefore for the ones who want to pursue after this truth,
一定要去了解哪一个教会是神的教会。
Then you need to go to understand which church is the church of God.
神的教会有什么特色呢
？And what are some of the specific things that we can look for to find this true church of God?
2700多年前呢。啊，以赛亚先知就做了预言。
2700 years ago, Prophet Isaiah made this prophecy.
我们从以赛亚书的第二章第二节，我们可以来了解。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 2, verse 2.
第二节说：“末后的日子，耶和华的殿的山要坚立，超乎诸山，高举过于万民，万民都要流归这个山。”我们从这段圣经的预言。
From this prophecy that Prophet Isaiah made,
我们就可以了解末后神的教会啊要被建立起来。
Then we can understand in the end days the church of God will be established.
耶和华殿的山啊，
it is
原本是指着是锡安山。
In the beginning, it was supposed to be Mount Zion.
但是呢，锡安山不是世上最高的山。
But Mount Zion was not the highest mountain in the whole entire world.
啊，所以这个。耶和华殿的山呢，是指着教会来说的。
And therefore, the Lord's temple, this mountain that it will reside on, will be the church.
山代表着世上的这些宗教团体啊，甚至于这个政权。
And this mountain represents all of the different religious denominations.
意思说，神的教会超乎世上各种的团体。
And that is the church of God will surpass all of other religious denominations.
啊，神的教会要有这样的一个特色。
And the church of God needs to have this kind of characteristic.
啊，这个末后所建立的教会。
And this church has established in the end days.
还有一个特点。
There's another special kind of characteristic.
啊，就如同以赛亚书四十三章所以西结书四十三章所说的。
It's just like what's recorded in Ezekiel chapter 43.
以西结书四十三章
Ezekiel chapter 43
旧约圣经1026页第四十三章第一节
verse 1
以后他带我到一座门就是朝东的门第二节
verse 2
以色列神的荣光从东而来他的声音如同多水的声音地就因他的荣耀发光了这段圣经在预言到末后的教会。
Here in this verse, it prophesies about the church in the end days.
神的荣光要重新从东门进去。
And the glory of God of Israel is coming from the east.
因为过去旧的圣殿啊，因为人的败坏，神的荣耀就离开了。
In the past, because of the corrupt of the people within the church, therefore the glory of God had departed them.
但是神预言。他的荣耀要重新再回来。
But here it prophesies that God's glory will again come back into the temple of the Lord and to reestablish His temple.
这个预言呢，正好应验在新约。
And this prophecy has been fulfilled in the New Testament.
新约的教会呢，在圣灵降临的时候建立了。
The church in the New Testament, because of the Holy Spirit, it had been established.
但是在主后一百年左右因为那时候教会慢慢变了质，所以圣灵就离开教会了。
And about 100 AD, because the church had changed, and therefore during that time, the Holy Spirit had departed from the church.
神的荣光离开了圣殿一样。
It's just like the glory of the Lord had departed from His temple.
所以这里所记载的说，神的荣光要从东而来啊。
And there records the glory of God of Israel coming from the east.
这里所形容的新的圣殿是从来没有的。
And this kind of new temple is something that has never been established.
这个是要预言要临到这个末后的教会。
And this prophecy will be fulfilled of the church in the end days.
很奇妙的，真教会就是在 东方所建立的教会。
And miraculously, the true church was established on the east side.
啊，在中国来建立的真教会。
And it was first established in China.
神的圣灵临到啊中国的地方。
And the Holy Spirit of the Lord had descended onto this place in China.
教会就建立起来了。
And that there the church was then established.
在以西结书四十四章。
In Ezekiel chapter 44.
第一节他又这样说。
Verse 1 there it tells us.
他又带我回到圣地朝东的外门，那门关闭了。第二节
Verse 2
耶和华对我说，这门必须关闭，不可敞开，谁也不可由其中进入，因为耶和华以色列的神已经由其中进入，所以必须关闭。这个地方告诉我们了、
啊、Here it tells us this、
说这个神进入了这个圣殿之后，
That after the Lord has entered into this temple、
说朝东的外门就要关闭了，
Then this gate is to remain shut、
不能够再打开，
It must not be opened。
我从这里就让我们了解一件事情。
From here, let's us understand this.
末后的真教会建立之后，
After the true church has been established,
圣灵就常住在里面。
The Holy Spirit will live within that true church.
一直到世界的末了。
Until the end of the days.
啊，真教会不会再消失了。
And the true church will not disappear.
这个是非常重要的预言。
This is a very important prophecy.
所以在我们读刚刚读到以赛亚书第二章第二节那个地方说。
And therefore, when we read in Isaiah chapter 2 verse 2.
那里提到说神的殿呢在末后有什么样特色。
Here it tells us what are some of the special kind of characteristics of this temple of the Lord.
以赛亚书二章二节那里说。
Isaiah chapter 2 verse 2.
说这个山是很坚固的被建立起来。
Here it will tell us this mountain will raise above the hill and establish very firmly.
所以圣经形容这个教会呢是一个不能震动的国。
And because this mountain is very established, therefore the church, the Bible refers to church as something that cannot be shaken.
圣经预言说这个世界最后要震动，要毁灭。
And the Bible prophesies that this world in the end days it will be shaken and it will end.
但是神的国永远不震动。
But only the kingdom of the Lord will not be shaken.
请看希伯来书十二章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章二十七节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 27.
我们从二十六节来看。
Let's start from 26.
当时他的声音震动了地，但如今他应许说，再一次，我不但要震动地，还要震动天。二十七节。
27.
这一次的话是指民被震动的，就是受造之物。不要挪去，使那不被震动的长存。啊，这里告诉我们。
Here it tells us.
说，先知书里的预言呢、啊，啊，说神要再一次的震动。
The prophecies made by the book of prophets there tells us that it will be shaken again.
不但要震动地，还要震动天。
And not only God will shaken the earth, but also the heavens.
所有受造的一切呢，都要被挪去了。
And everything will be taken away.
但是呢，不震动的要长存。
But what cannot be shaken may remain.
那不震动的是什么呢？
And what is that cannot be shaken?
二十八节。
Verse 28.
我们既然得到了不能震动的国，就当感恩，照神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神。这里告诉我们，不震动的国就是神的国。
There it tells us that.Kingdom that cannot be shaken, it is the kingdom of God.
就是指现在的教会。
And that is the church of today.
所以现在今天的教会就神的国。
And therefore the church of today is the kingdom of God.
它是不震动的。
And that is what cannot be shaken.
我们怎么知道它不震动呢？
How do we know that this kingdom cannot be shaken?
从神的话就可以知道。
From the words of God we can understand.
主耶稣说过。
Our Lord Jesus Christ said
天地要毁灭。
The heavens and the earth will be destroyed.
但是我的话一点一画都不能够改变。
But my words will never change.
世界怎么改变？
How does the world change?
主的话是坚定不变的。
But no matter how the world changes, the word of God will not change.
这是非常重要。
This is something very important.
所以我们要分辨哪一个是真教会的时候。
And therefore, when we at a time when we need to differentiate which one is the true church.
圣经是我们一个很重要的指引。
The Bible is a very important thing that we must look at.
圣经是神的话。
Because this Bible is the words of God.
它是不会改变的。
It cannot be changed.
假如今天圣经的话会改变的话，
if today the words in the Bible can be changed,
真的我们无所适从，
then we can't really follow after this.
感谢神，我们敬拜的神是真神啊。
But we think that this Lord that we believe in, this God is a true God.
他的话不会改变了。
That his words will not change.
所以我们就很有这样坚定的心能够了解。
And therefore we need to have this fervent belief and
to understand this. 我们照神的话去做。
That whatever we do according to his words,
就得到他的效果。
Then we will be very effective.
我们今天呢、要得救。
Today, in order for us to be saved,
一个很重要的关键呢、
a very important crucial point is,
就是要受洗罪得赦才能够重生。
Is to be baptized and to have the remission of your sins, then you can be saved.
这个是得救的入门。
And this is the only way for you to receive the salvation.
这个门入错了，以后都是错的。
And once you enter the wrong door, then everything after it is wrong.
当我们去仔细观察世上的各个教派。
When we go to observe of all the religious denominations within this world,
你会发现到怎么那么多教派洗礼都不一样呢？
And you will see how all the baptisms in different kind of churches are all very different.
有的浸礼，有的是点水礼。
And some of them are just dropping water.
有的什么礼都没有了。
And some don't even have any kind of baptism.
怎么会这样呢？
Why is it so?
那我们看看怎么样才是对的。
Then let's look at what is the correct way.
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
请看《使徒行传》第二章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 2.
第二章，请看38节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 38.
彼得说，你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必须领受所赐的圣灵。这里讲得很清楚。
There in verse 38 tells us
very clearly. 罪要怎么得到赦免呢？
How can we receive the remission of our sins?
先要悔改。
First, we need to repent.
悔改还不够，还要奉耶稣的名受洗。
It's not only enough to repent, but to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
这样罪才能够得赦。
For the forgiveness of your sins.
圣经讲得很清楚。
The Bible tells us very clearly.
但是很可惜。
But it's a pity and such a regret.
当我们去面对各个教派的时候，
When we go to face different kinds of churches,
他们每个人说的都不一样啊。
What they say is very different for all of them.
即使这个浸信会这个教派。
And even for baptisms.
他这个牧师呢，他知道洗礼是要浸在水里面。
And even these Baptist churches, preachers, they know that you need to be fully immersed into the water to be baptized.
他不觉得这个很重要。
But he does not think that is of great importance.
所以我遇到过一位浸信会的牧师。
And therefore I met this pastor for a Baptist church.
我问他说，要赦罪是应该怎么做？
And I asked him, what can you do to have the remission, the forgiveness of your sins?
悔改就已经罪赦了。
And he said, as long as you repent, then your sins will be forgiven.
我翻这段圣经给他看。
And I flipped to this Bible in Acts, this part of the Bible, for him to see.
要认罪，要悔改。
Even though it does say that you need to repent.
但是还不够啊。
But it is not enough.
还要奉耶稣的名受洗。
You need to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
使徒行十九章那里记载。
In Acts chapter 19, there it records.
有些人是信了耶稣。
Some people, after they believe in Jesus,
但是呢，他们领受不到圣灵。
But they have not yet received the Holy Spirit.
那时候传道人呢，就问他们：“你们到底是受了什么洗啊？”
And at that time, the pastor asked them, "What kind of baptism did you go through?"
他们说：“受了悔改的洗。”
And he told them that we have been baptized with the forgiveness.
传道人跟他们讲：“当然，你们这样得不到圣灵啊。”
And of course, with this baptism, you will not receive the Holy Spirit.
你们要奉耶稣的名受洗。
You need to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
当然悔改是不够的。
Not only baptism of repentance.
所以他们听了当时传道人的话。
And therefore they listened to the preacher of that time.
所以他们奉耶稣的名受洗。
And therefore they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
然后他们祷告就受了圣灵。
And when they prayed, they received the Holy Spirit.
虽然我这么说。
And even though I say it in this manner.
这个浸信会牧师还是心里很多的疑惑。
And this Baptist church pastor still had many questions within his heart.
他说，万一一个病人变得很严重的时候，
And he said, if there was a person that is very ill,
你敢把他带到水里去受洗吗？
Do you dare take him into the water for him to be baptized?
这个问题对我们来讲不是问题啊。
This find a problem that is a problem to him is not a problem for us.
我跟他见证说，我们在中国的北方，零下二十度的时候。
And I testified to him that in China, minus 20 degrees in the north side of China.
我们还是举行啊破冰的洗礼啊。
But still, we broke the ice on the water and we baptized people.
这个牧师听我这么讲啊。
And this pastor, when he heard me say this,
他说：“哇，这个我不敢，我不敢。”
And he said, "I dare not do anything like this."
哎，万一人死了怎么办？
What if someone died?
他有这样的顾虑。
He has that kind of concerns.
哎，但是我们感谢主。
But we thank the grace of the Lord.
我们真教会有这个信心。
That our true church has this faith.
因为圣经告诉我们怎么做，我们就怎么做。
Because what the Bible tells us, we do according to the Bible.
神的指示绝对不会错的。
Because the guidelines and the words told by God will not be wrong.
哎，所以我们照着神的话去做。
And therefore, as we follow the words of the Lord,
我们就体验到圣经的见证。
Then we can experience the testimonies of the Bible.
我们看约翰一书的第五章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 5.
第五章，请看第六节。
1 John chapter 5 verse 6.
第五章第六节。
1 John chapter 5 verse 6.
这借着水和血而来的，就是耶稣基督，不但是用水，乃是不单是用水，乃是用水又用血。第七节
，verse seven，
并且有圣灵做见证，因为圣灵就是真理。第八节
，verse eight，
做见证的原来有三，就是圣灵、水、血，这三样都归一了。这个地方很清楚告诉我们
，there these verses clearly tells us，
我们的洗礼有圣灵、水跟血同时做见证。
That our baptism has the spirit, the water, and the blood.Three together to testify.
所以我们体验到了。
And therefore we can experience this.
但是呢，没有照主的话去做的，就没有这个体验。
That's for the ones who do not follow the words of the Lord, for their baptism cannot experience what we've experienced.
那一位见证牧师这样跟我讲啊。
And therefore the pastor of the Baptist Church told me this.
他说：“我对于我们那些病人呢、啊，我们宁可去找长老或者牧师啊，给他点水。”
For the ones that are sick from our church, I'd rather go to a Presbyterian church to tell the pastors there to baptize them, just dripping water.
所以从这里我们就可以去了解。
And from here, we can understand this.
我们不可以根据自己的软弱来改变圣经的话。
We can't change the words in the Bible only according to our own weaknesses and fears.
所以圣经怎么说？
And what the Bible says,
我们就照着它来执行。
We should follow.
那么圣经所说的这个应许呢，就应验了。
And therefore, the promise that is told in the Bible will be fulfilled.
哎，所以神的话是坚定不移。
And therefore, the words of the Lord cannot be shaken. 哎，
神的话不但在洗礼的时候让我们体会到他的恩典。
Not only the words of God lets us experience His truth during our baptism.
神的话能够让我们灵命成长。
And the words of God can also spiritually cultivate us.
能够让我们的家庭美满。
And to let our families be very joyful.
能够让一个国家强盛。
To let a country be very strong.
圣经记载有一个耶沙法王。
And the Bible there records there was a king.
他是 犹大国的君王。
And he was a king in the land of Judea.
在历代志下十七章。
In Second Chronicles chapter 17.
历代志下十七章。
Second Chronicles chapter 17.
第一节。
Verse 1.
这里提到亚撒的儿子耶沙法接续他作王了。
Here it tells us Jehoshaphat, his son, succeeded him as king.
那么他做王的时候面临危机。
And when he became king, there was a lot of problems.
他如何来稳定他的国家呢？
How did he be able to make his country be very steady and peaceful?
他先把那些偶像除掉。
First of all, he got rid of all of the idols.
记载在第六节。
And that is recorded in verse 6.
然后他加强他的这个国防的这个设备。
And then he improved of his officials and also the ones working for him.
这个记载在第二节。
And that is recorded in verse 2.
人该尽的本分他都做了。
What a man could do, he has already completed.
还有一个更重要是什么？
And what is the most important thing?
就是他差派他的这些他的部下呢， 到各城啊，教导百姓学习神的话。
And that as he sent his troops and to his officials to every single different towns to teach of the words of the Lord.
这记载在第九节。
And that is recorded in verse 6.
啊，结果这个国家他得胜了。
And this country became very victorious.
他的得到神的保护。
And had gained God's protection.
第十节说。
Verse 10.
耶和华使犹大四围的列国都甚恐惧，不敢跟耶撒华征战。这里啊，神跟他同在。
Here, because of God was abiding with him.
还没打仗啊，列国都怕了。
Before they even had fought in war, all the other countries fell in fear.
当然是一方面出于神的恩典了。
And first of all, that is because of the grace of the
Lord. 另外一方面是因为百姓有道理，懂道理啊，有信心，所以成为大能的勇士。
And secondly, it was because everyone believed in the truth, and they had faith, and they become very strong soldiers.
啊，所以十三节到十七节都记载有很多大能的勇士。
And therefore, in verse 13 and to verse 17, there are records of all these wonderful warriors.
这个最主要就是百姓有道理，国家就强盛。
And that is, if the people of a country has a truth in their heart, then the country will be very victorious.
同样的，一个家庭每天都去领受神的话。
It's the same for a family if every day together they go to receive the words of the Lord.
这个家庭一定蒙神的祝福。
Then this family will be greatly blessed.
同样的，个人也是一样。
This goes the same for each individual.
因为他在神的话上面长进了。
Because they have improved in the words of the Lord, the truth.
他就成为大能的勇士。
Then they can become this great warrior.
我们很多的弟兄姐妹为什么敢勇敢地去传福音？
Why is it that many brothers and sisters can bravely go out to preach the gospel?
因为他表现出啊这个真理出来。
Because they can show this truth manifested out from what
they
believe.
所以他就能够带领人来认识主耶稣。
And therefore they can bring people to come to believe in the Lord.
所以神的道能够让人的灵命不断的成长。
And therefore the truth of the Lord can cultivate spiritually
for every one of us. 不断的去体会到神的能力。
And it will not cease to for us to experience His power.
家庭也得到祝福了。
And the family will be greatly blessed.
啊，那么国家呢，也得到保守。
And the country will be strengthened.
所以真教会呢，啊，是坚定的被建立在这个世界。
And therefore the true church is firmly established within this world.
在以赛亚书第二章第二节这样说。
In Isaiah chapter 2 verse 2 it says,
神的山要超越诸山。
That God's mountain will surpass all the other mountains.
真教会在哪个地方超越其他的团体，其他的宗教呢？
And how does this true church surpass all the other religious denominations?
就是耶稣基督所赏赐的圣灵。
And that is with the Holy Spirit that is granted by the Lord Jesus Christ.
这是我们超越其他各个宗教团体的地方。
And this is a place where we surpass all the other religious denominations.
若没有神的圣灵的同在，
Without the abidance of the Holy Spirit of the Lord,
我们真的是一无所有，毫无能力。
Then we can say that we have nothing at all.
所以圣灵能够让我们重生的生命更加的坚强。
And therefore this Holy Spirit lets us, our life be rejuvenated and lets us be stronger.
彼得啊，没受圣灵以前，
Before Peter received the Holy Spirit,
似乎很刚强。
He seemed as if he was very strong.
但是呢，一到挫折了，马上就软弱了。
But whenever he faces troubles or wrongs, he immediately becomes very weak.
他曾经三次不认主。
Three times he denied the Lord Jesus Christ.
当他领受圣灵之后，
And after he received the Holy Spirit,
就不一样了。
He changed completely.
他能够行神迹。
He was able to perform miracles.
他能够来为基督做见证。
He was willing to testify for the Lord.
他大声的疾呼。
And he cried out loud.
你们所定的耶稣基督，
and he proclaimed to everyone this Jesus Christ which you have crucified.
他已经复活了。
That he has resurrected.
我们就是靠着他，
and it is because through him
叫这个瘸腿的起来走路，
that we are able to let this crippled man walk.
他传扬耶稣基督，
and he preached the words of the Lord Jesus Christ.
结果呢，引起官府的人呢，来嫉妒。
And that led to many officials to be very jealous of him.
他们禁止啊，这个彼得不能够传这个耶稣基督的名。
And therefore, they told Peter that they no longer that he no longer can spread about the gospel of the Lord.
但是彼得呢，被圣灵充满。
But because Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们来看《使徒行传》。
Let's turn to Acts.
第四章。
Acts chapter 4.
《使徒行传》第四章
Acts chapter 4
第七节
Acts chapter 4 verse 7
叫使徒站在当中就问他们说你们用什么权能能力奉谁的名做这事呢第八节
verse 8
那是彼得被圣灵充满对他们说自民的官服长老啊倘若今天因为在残疾人身上所行的善事嘲讽我们他是怎么得了痊愈第十节
10.
你们众人和以色列百姓都当知道站在你们面前的这个人得痊愈是因为你们所定的、定十字架的、神叫他从死里复活的拿撒勒耶稣基督的名、这个地方告诉我们
And this part tells us、
这个彼得被圣灵充满
That Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit
他不怕这些官府的威胁
He was not afraid of these people trying to persecute him
他强调我们所看到我们所听到的不能不说
And he emphasized that I cannot say what I hear and I cannot say what I see.
所以一个人的生命要来坚强。
And therefore for a person's life to be strengthened and powerful.
真的靠个人啊，是没办法的。
Only by individual, the work of each individual is not enough.
有一个姐妹啊。
There once was a sister.
她嫁了一个天主教徒。
And she had married a Catholic.
嫁了以后不到半年、就开始被她的丈夫打。
And not long after, half year later, her marriage,the husband would beat her.
常常打得年轻皮肿。
And often the husband would beat her till she bruises all over.、
经过一年以后有了小孩了。
A year later, when they had children,
她的丈夫、照样打。
The husband still continued to beat her.、
她丈夫不是说喝酒回来打人了、
The husband was not beating her because he was after he drank a lot of alcohol. But it was because he had very bad temper.
等他打完了以后
And after he would beat the sister.
冷静的时候
And after he cooled down.
就跟太太道歉说我下次不敢了
And he would ask for forgiveness and say, I'm sorry, I'll never do this again.
但是后来还是打
But again, he would beat her.
所以那个时候他大概30岁了
And about 30 years old, the sister.
你是看她好像四十多岁的人。
It seems as if she looked like she was 40, around her 40s.
她觉得很痛苦啊。
She felt that her life was so hard to bear.
她想要自杀。
She wanted to commit suicide.
又想到说自己是基督徒。
But then she thought about because she was a Christian.
不可以自杀的。
She cannot commit suicide at all.
想要离家逃走。
And therefore she wanted to run away from home.
但是还是知道说这个不是办法。
But she knew that was not the solution.
她在主的面前认罪悔改了。
And therefore, in front of the Lord, she asked for forgiveness and she repented. And she asked the Lord to forgive and to have mercy on her.
她圣灵充满了。
And therefore, the Holy Spirit of the Lord filled her.
她有能力的。
And then there she had this power and strength.
她知道只有主耶稣才能够改变她丈夫。
And she knew that only the Lord can change the ways of her husband.
她就勇敢地面对她的这个婚姻了。
And therefore bravely she went to face her marriage.
她向主耶稣迫切祷告。
And she prayed to the Lord zealously.
有一天呢，向她丈夫开口。
One day she spoke to her husband about this.
我要去教会，你跟我去好吗？
I'm going to the church. Are you willing to come with me?
感谢主，那时候他先说好啊，我跟你去。
And thank the grace of the Lord, that time that husband actually replied, "Sure, I'll go with you."
但是那一次去啊，不是真正的说要来听道理。
But actually, that time when the husband went, it was not because he really wanted to listen to the truth.
不过来了以后啊，对教会就有一点认识。
But because he came, and therefore he had some understanding about our church.
教会的爱心呢，也吸引了她的丈夫。
And this love of the church had greatly, attracted this husband to come.
所以大家也鼓励她，你要好好祷告。
And therefore, many people encourage her to continue to pray zealously.
她说丈夫第二次来的时候。
And the second time when the husband came.
那时候就真的用心迫切祷告了。
And at that time, he actually prayed quite hard.Quite zealously.
祷告之后啊,
After he prayed,
他觉得他这种坏脾气啊, 有改善了。
He felt that this temper, this anger he had within, slowly changed.
不是像过去啊，常常要来打他太太。
It was not like before that he often wanted to beat his wife.
他现在可以控制得了了。
Now he was able to control his own temper.
他知道这是祷告的功效。
Because he knew that this was the effectiveness of praying.
所以他太太鼓励他说：“你要祷告求圣灵。”
And therefore the wife encouraged him that you must pray to receive the Holy Spirit.
感谢主啊，主耶稣啊爱他们。
Thank the grace of the Lord that because the Lord loved them greatly,
主耶稣赐下圣灵给他,
the Lord had granted and given them this Holy Spirit.
非常的高兴,
and he indeed was overjoyed.
他知道受圣灵还不够,
he knew that not only receiving Holy Spirit was enough, that the remission of the sins is very important as well.
所以他要接受洗礼的时候啊,
and therefore when he wanted to be baptized,
他心里迫切地呼求主耶稣。
His heart called out for the Lord Jesus Christ.
主啊，你帮助我改变这个坏脾气。
Lord, please help me and change this temper that I have.
感谢主啊，洗礼起来以后重生了。
Thank the grace of the Lord. After he was baptized, it's as if he was reborn.
整个个性都改变了。
All of his attitudes had changed.
改变到连他的孩子都看得出来，爸爸现在变成好的爸爸了。
And to a point that he has changed so much that his children knew that my father has become a very good father.
所以这个圣灵啊，能够让我们属灵的生命力更加的旺盛。
And therefore this Holy Spirit can let our spiritual life be even more and more alive.
圣灵还有一个很重要的功能，就是能够让我们明白真理。
And another very important thing about the Holy Spirit is that it will let us understand about the truth.
约翰福音十六章十三节这样说。
Let's turn to John.
16章
John 16
13节
Verse
13只等真理的圣灵来了他要引导你们明白一切的真理因为他不是凭自己说的乃是把他所听见的都说出来并要把将来的事告诉你们这里说真理的圣灵来了要引导你们明白真理
Here it tells us the spirit of truth comes He will guide you into all truth
在这个末后的世代啊魔鬼很狡猾
In the end days, the schemes of the devil is very tricky.
因为现在很多人啊，查考圣经的时候知道，信耶稣要受圣灵。
Because many people know that when you study the Bible, that when you believe in the Lord, you need to receive the Holy Spirit.
所以他从灵界要开始混乱人对于圣灵的认识。
And therefore, from the spiritual realm, he wanted to make people to have misconceptions and to the understandings of this Holy Spirit.
所以大概我们从电视、从报章杂志可以看到，有些人受圣灵啊，倒在地上了。
And therefore, from TV or news reports or even magazines, we can see that when people receive the Holy Spirit, it seems as if they fall to the ground.
他们以为这样就是受圣灵。
They think that is receiving Holy Spirit.
但是我们认识圣经的人啊。
But the ones who understand the Bible,
圣灵会让我们明白。
The Holy Spirit will actually let us understand.
在哥林多前书十四章。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
哥林多前书十四章。
1 Corinthians chapter 16. Chapter 14.
三十三节。
1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33.
三十二节。
Let's look at verse 32.
先知的灵原是束缚先知的，因为神不是叫人混乱，乃是叫人安静。在这个地方告诉我们。
There it tells us this.
有神的灵同在的话。
If there is the abidance of the Holy Spirit.
神的灵是叫人安静的。
The Spirit of the Lord is not of disorder, but of peace.
不是叫人混乱的。
And is not of disorder.
所以我们啊，就可以去分辨。
And therefore, we can see and we can differentiate.
除此之外,
and not only this,
我刚刚所说的,
what I just said,
像这个洗礼的道理,
this teaching of baptism,
圣经告诉我们怎么做,
the Bible tells us how we should do this baptism.
真理的圣灵会让我们明白,
and the Holy Spirit will lead us to understand.
假如没有真理的圣灵,
if there is no Holy Spirit,
就如同我刚刚所见证的,
it's just like what I had just testified to.
那位牧师是相当有学问的,
this pastor had a lot of great knowledge.
当我翻圣经给他看的时候,
when I flipped to these pages and verses in the Bible for him to see,
他好像眼睛被蒙蔽一样啊,
it seems as if the eyes were blinded.
圣经明明讲, 当然悔改是不够的,
the Bible clearly tells us that not only repenting is enough,
要奉耶稣的名洗施洗才能够罪得赦。
Only with the name of Lord Jesus Christ you be baptized, then you have remission of sin.
圣经写得非常的清楚, 但是呢, 他 看不太了解。
The Bible written it's out very clearly, but he does not understand.
不是说我们在看圣经都没有圣灵的指导啊，真的很多人看不懂。
And therefore, when we're reading the Bible, we don't have the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Then many things we will not be able to understand.
所以我们今天很感谢主。
And therefore, today we dearly thank the Lord.
我们今天真教会有圣灵帮助我们。
Our true church has the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们就能够分辨灵界各方面的事情。
And therefore today we can differentiate to understand the spiritual realm of the different things.
有很多的教派，他们不了解圣灵是应许的圣灵。
Many churches do not understand that the Holy Spirit is actually the promised Holy Spirit.
他们以为圣灵只是恩赐而已啊。
They think that the Holy Spirit is just a blessing, a gift.
所以他们不认为说每个人都能够得到圣灵。
And therefore they don't understand that everyone is able to receive this promised Holy Spirit.
但是圣经告诉我们清楚。
The Bible tells us clearly.
这个应许的圣灵是人人都需要有的。
This promised Holy Spirit, everyone will receive.
只要我们迫切的祷告。
As long as we pray zealously,
主耶稣按时把圣灵赐下给我们。
And the Lord Jesus Christ will grant us and give us this Holy Spirit.
这个更美的教会啊，他到这个末世的时候要被高举起来。
This a more beautiful church will be raised at the end days.
怎么被高举呢？
How will it be raised?
因为神的大作为。
That is because of the great doings of the Lord.
神迹啊。让神的名得到高举。
Of his miracles that his name will be raised.
圣经记载有一个眼睛瞎掉的。
The Bible records there was a blind man.
主耶稣把他治好了。
The Lord Jesus Christ had led him to see.
他就一再的来为主耶稣做见证。
And again he prophesies and again he testifies for the Lord.
他说耶稣都不是从神来的，他没办法做这样的事情。
And he prophesies that if the Lord Jesus Christ was not from God, then he cannot do anything of such.
其实今天我们教会也是一样。
Today is the same for our church.
我们教会也有很多很多的神迹。
Our church has many different kinds of miracles.
所以领得到神迹的人啊。
And for the ones who have been the receiver of these miracles.
他们都会感恩啊，不尽啊。
They feel so grateful and they want to repay. And everywhere they would go to testify his love and to raise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我手上这里有一张照片。
And on my hand I have this picture.
是在中国那个福建省啊。
And it's a place that is in Fujian in China.
这个年轻人是在18岁的时候呢，精神失常。
And this young man, he was about age 18 that he had psychological problems.
他在家里啊，被他家人用铁笼子把他关在里面。
And within his home, he was caged up by his family.
他失去自由了。
And he has lost his freedom.
感谢主，我们的弟兄姐妹呢，去他家做见证。
Thank the grace of the Lord that our brothers and sisters in China went to testify and spread the gospel to him.
为他祷告。
And they pray for him.
主耶稣的能力就临到了。
And the Holy Spirit, the power of the Lord had descended on him.
精神失常的人清醒过来。
And this person who has psychological problems, he had awakened.
让他家人得到很大的安慰。
And this led to his family be greatly comforted.
他好了以后是一个非常可以说是很英俊的一个年轻人。
And after he was healed, you can say he was quite a handsome man.
这是我在访问他的时候啊，他送给我这两张照片。
And this was when I went to visit him, he gave me these two pictures.
所以圣经里头很多的见证。
And therefore, there are many testimonies in the Bible.
在末世一样的发生。
And this will all happen in the end days.
所以在主耶稣那个时代有的见证。
And therefore, during Jesus Christ's time, there were testimonies.
今天一样是不改变的。
Still up until today, it will not be changed.
今天在我们的生活当中
Today, within our daily lives,
更大的见证是什么?
What is this greater testimony?
就是我们生命的改变。
And that is this great change of our lives.
变得更好。
To become something even greater.
这样的见证呢，是最美好的。
And this kind of testimony is even more beautiful.
所以我们在一个部落的里面呢，那些那个原住民呢，喜欢喝酒。
And there was this tribe of First Nations people. They loved to consume alcohol.
有时候打架了。
And sometimes they will fight.
发生意外了。
And there will be problems that occur.
让那个警察伤脑筋啊。
And this led to the police to have a lot of problems.
警察要常常在那边维持他们的秩序。
The police often have to be there to make sure things are going okay.
当他们的领导者啊，信了我们真教会啊。
But once their chief came to believe in our true church.
坏习惯都改了。
All of the bad habits had changed.
全村人也看得很清楚了。
Everyone in the village could see clearly.
全村的人受感动。
And everyone could see this, and therefore they were greatly touched.
所以他们全村人都信主。
And therefore everyone within the village had believed in the Lord.
之后呢，大家就过着那种非常平安蒙福的日子。
And afterwards, everyone lived a very peaceful and blessed life.
哎，警察就撤走了，不必在那边管他们了。
And therefore, the police left that village because no longer he needed to control the problems there.
所以我们就可以了解到，这个更美的教会啊，就是它必须要有这个不变的真理。
And therefore, for a more beautiful church, we understand that it needs to have the truth that cannot be shaken.
有使人生命超越的这个圣灵。
And to have this Holy Spirit that is controlled by the Lord.
有神奇妙的作。
And to have miracles performed by the Lord.
所以我们今天可以说是很有福气。
So today we can say that we are indeed greatly blessed.
以赛亚书第二章第二节那里又说。
Isaiah chapter 2 verse 2 there tells us this.
他说有一天呢，世界上各国的人都要流归这个山。
That one day everyone within this world will come to this mountain.
所以我们也知道我们的使命。
Therefore, we understand our mission.
我们得到救恩了，所以我们要赶快把这个福音往世界去传。
Because we have received the salvation, therefore we need to go out to preach this gospel to others.
因为现在世上还有许许多多的人需要这样的救恩。
And therefore, because out there there are many people within this world that needs this kind of salvation.
所以我们要有这样的一个迫切的这个爱心来引导他们来进入这永生的门。
And therefore, we need to be zealously to go out to preach the gospel so that we may lead them into this door of salvation.
今天晚上见证到此。
I'll end my service here.